Howdy, friends. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. If things work out as planned, I will be making my way back from Texas this morning. This year's trip was a new adventure as I traveled with Yvonne Hollenbeck, which is not a new experience, but also her husband Glenn and my mom. My brother Randall and his family drove from the eastern part of Texas to take in the gathering. This is the first time I've had that many relatives attend a poetry gathering, and I'd like to extend a huge thank you to the Texas Cowboy Poetry Gathering for their hospitality. The discounted tickets for my nieces and nephew were very much appreciated. I did ask, tongue-in-cheek, if they offered a senior citizen discount, and was politely informed that since most of the audience attending Cowboy Poetry Gatherings fall in that group, that discount was already built into the price. Since my brother will be in the audience, I may have to share a story or two from our growing up years. The first three of us Smith boys were spaced pretty close, just over 3 years from youngest to oldest. Then Randall came along 3 years later, which made him almost like an only child. And after he got a little growth on him, he was often used as a personal crash test dummy by his older brothers, with me possibly being the most frequent abuser. We moved over to the place where my grandparents had lived when I was around 9 years old, and were given more opportunity to explore than we had had in previous years. One day, while on an adventure in the old workhorse barn, Randall and I discovered the track and pulley system that was used to pull hay into the haymow. We figured out how to hoist up small square bales to the roof, then trip a release and drop them, and were pretty impressed with the explosion on impact of bales tied with sisal twine. After a few rounds of this, there was enough padding that the bales no longer exploded on impact, so we moved on to advanced physics. Randall and I had gotten most of the pigeon hooey worked out of the pulley and track system. We found that if we had one brother hang on the rope at the east end of the barn, and the other brother climb to the top of the haymow at the west end and jump off the platform, it could get kind of exciting. But neither Randall or I were overly blessed with ballasts. We came to the conclusion to adopt a policy of inclusion and bring our older brothers into the collusion. We still were not working with a lot of weight, but we did happen to have a neighbor kid visiting that day that was from a different genetic pool and would make up nearly three Smith brothers on his own. Going for maximum weight ratio and displacement force, we left the lightest Smith brother at the east end of the barn, with us other four boys climbing the ladder at the west end of the haymow. We did have the neighbor boy hang onto the rope underneath us. We were not complete idiots. It seemed like the trip down was fairly brisk. Thankfully, some of the pigeon poop on the track may have provided some necessary friction, but Randall's trip across the barn was fast, and it looked like a lot of fun, until he slammed into the wall above us. Fortunately, when he hit the wall, it stopped him, because if he had gone on through, he could have gotten hurt. I'm not wanting to get political this morning, but walls do stop people, and sometimes this can be a good thing, because it makes us think how to deal with the challenges. Do we go over, around, or through, or just back up and take another run at it, like we talked my younger brother into doing? Let's revisit a poem this morning that I haven't called on for quite a while. I called this one, Bugs. My little boy woke up crying. He was seeing bugs in a dream. Yet he wasn't awake enough to realize the bugs weren't real that made him scream. No matter how I brushed or swatted, I could not make him go away. So finally, out of desperation, I said, "Let's give those bugs to Jesus when we pray." Together we asked the Lord to be the bug exterminator. As we finished our prayer, my boy drifted back to sleep. I said, "Good night, buddy. We'll see you later." That's been a long time back, but I thought of it the other day, when things was going sour and nothing was working my way. Sometimes I get so caught up in the world, I don't take the time for prayer. And when I need my Lord the most, I'll act like he's not there. When I think of the trials he's seen me through, there is no doubting of his power, or if his love is true. But what I really can't understand is why I wait so long to go to him when I'm having troubles and things are going wrong. My problems aren't any bigger than the bugs that in my son's dreams he can see. Dear Lord, just give me the faith of a child to let you take my bugs from me. Thanks for riding along on Homegrown this morning. Hoping that the Lord blesses you real good today, that He is raining on your place, and that our happy trails cross again soon. I'm R.P. Smith.